Baha'u'llah was the teacher and the founder of the Baha'i faith. He and his teachings are believed to be prophesied in Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, and other religions. Baha'u'llah was born in 1817 in Tehran, Persia, in present-day Iran. The word Baha means glory or splendor. The Baha'i faith rests on three core principles: unity of God, unity of religion, and unity of humankind. Approximately 7 million people today in over many countries adhere to the Baha'i faith. Their scriptures are translated into 800 languages, and there are houses of worship in just about every corner of the world. Baha'i principles envision an ideal society. They are gender equality, elimination of all forms of prejudice, whether religious, racial, class, or national, harmony of religion and science, universal opportunity of education for all, a universal auxiliary language, which all humanity can use to cooperate quickly with one another, a judicious world government, and the elimination of extremes of wealth and poverty. Many people, like the Baha'i followers, see a noble society as a real goal to be pursued in everyday life. Today, we present the sage wisdom of Baha'u'llah with an excerpt from the holy book, Kitab-e-Aqdas. The Kitab-e-Aqdas. In the name of Him who is the supreme ruler over all that hath been and all that is to be.
Amongst the people is he whose learning hath made him proud, and who hath been debarred thereby from recognizing my name, the self-subsisting, who, when he heareth the tread of sandals following behind him, waxeth greater in his own esteem than Nimrod. Say, O rejected one, where now is his abode? By God, it is the nethermost fire. Say, O concourse of divines, hear ye not the shrill voice of my most exalted pen? See ye not the sun that shineth in refulgent splendor above the all-glorious horizon? For how long will ye worship the idols of your evil passions? Forsake your vain imaging-ings, and turn yourself unto God, your everlasting Lord.
Lament not in your hours of trial, neither rejoice therein. Seek ye the middle way, which is the remembrance of me in your afflictions and reflection over that which may befall you in future. Thus informeth you he who is the omniscient, he who is aware. Unto every father hath been enjoined the instruction of his son and daughter in the art of reading and writing, and in all that hath been laid down in the holy tablet. He that putteth away that which is commanded unto him, the trustees are then to take from him that which is required for their instruction, if he be wealthy, and if not, the matter devolveth upon the house of justice. Verily have we made it a shelter for the poor and needy. He that bringeth up his son or the son of another, it is though he hath brought up a son of mine. Upon him rest my glory, my loving kindness, my mercy, that have compassed the world.
Should anyone be afflicted by a sin, it behooveth him to repent thereof and return unto his Lord. He verily granteth forgiveness unto whomsoever he willeth, and none may question that which it pleases him to ordain. He is in truth the ever-forgiving, the almighty, the all-praised. Beware lest ye be hindered by the veils of glory from partaking of the crystal waters of this living fountain. Seize ye the chalice of salvation at this dawn tide in the name of him who causes the day to break, and drink your fill in praise of him who is the all-glorious, the incomparable.
We have made it lawful for you to listen to music and singing. Take heed, however, lest listening thereto should cause you to overstep the bounds of propriety and dignity. Let your joy be the joy born of my most great name, a name that bringeth rapture to the heart, and filleth with ecstasy the minds of all who have drawn nigh unto God. We verily have made music as a ladder for your souls, a means whereby they may be lifted up unto the realm on high. Make it not, therefore, as wings to self and passion. Truly we are loath to see you numbered with the foolish.
Should differences arise amongst you over any matter, refer it to God while the sun still shineth above the horizon of this heaven, and, when it hath set, refer ye to whatsoever hath been sent down by him. This verily is sufficient unto the peoples of the world. Say, let not your hearts be perturbed, O people, when the glory of my presence is withdrawn, and the ocean of my utterance is stilled. In my presence amongst you there is a wisdom, and in my absence there is yet another, inscrutable to all but God, the incomparable, the all-knowing. Verily, we behold you from our realm of glory, and shall aid whosoever will arise for the triumph of our cause, with a host of the concourse on high, and a company of our favored angels.
O peoples of the earth, God, the eternal truth, is my witness that streams of fresh and soft-flowing waters have gushed from the rocks through the sweetness of the words uttered by your Lord, the unconstrained, and still ye slumber. Cast away that which ye possess, and on the wings of detachment soar beyond all created things. Thus biddeth you the Lord of creation, the movement of whose pen hath revolutionized the soul of mankind.
Know ye from what heights your Lord, the All-Glorious, is calling. Think ye that ye have recognized the pen wherewith your Lord, the Lord of all names, commandeth you. Nay, by my life. Did ye but know it, ye would renounce the world, and would hasten with your whole hearts to the presence of the Well-Beloved. Your spirits would be so transported by his word as to throw into commotion the greater world. How much more the small and petty one! Thus have the showers of my bounty been poured down from the heaven of my loving kindness, as a token of my grace, that ye may be of the thankful.
Verily, it is enjoined upon you to offer a feast once in every month, though only water may be served, for God hath purposed to bind hearts together, albeit through both earthly and heavenly means. Consider the mercy of God and his gifts. He enjoineth upon you that which shall profit you, though he himself can well dispense with all creatures. Your evil doings can never harm us, neither can your good works profit us. We summon you wholly for the sake of God. To this every man of understanding and insight will testify. Tread ye the path of justice and equity in all things. Thus biddeth you he who is the dawning place of revelation, would that ye might comprehend.
God hath biddeth you to show forth kindliness toward my kindred, but he hath granted them no right to the property of others. He, verily, is self-sufficient above any need of his creatures. Whoso contenteth himself with a single partner from among the maidservants of God, both he and she shall live in tranquility. Such is the ordinance which, in truth and justice, hath been recorded by the pen of revelation. This is my bidding unto you. Hold fast to it as an assistance to yourselves.
O people of the world, follow not the promptings of the self, for it summoneth insistently to wickedness. Follow, rather, him who is the possessor of all created things, who biddeth you to show forth piety. He, verily, is independent of all his creatures. Take heed not to stir up mischief in the land after it hath been set in order. Whoso acteth in this way is not of us, and we are quit of him. Such is the command which hath, through the power of truth, been made manifest from the heaven of revelation.
It hath been laid down in the Bayan that marriage is dependent upon the consent of both parties. Desiring to establish love, unity, and harmony amidst our servants, we have conditioned it, once the couple's wish is known, upon the permission of their parents, lest enmity and rancor should rise amongst them. And in this, we have yet other purposes. Thus hath our commitment been ordained.
Should resentment or antipathy arise between husband and wife, he is not to divorce her, but to bide in patience throughout the course of one whole year, that perchance the fragrance of affection may be renewed between them. If, upon the completion of this period, their love hath not returned, it is permissible for divorce to take place. God's wisdom, verily, hath encompassed all things. The Lord hath prohibited, in a tablet inscribed by the pen of his command, the practice to which ye formerly had recourse when thrice ye had divorced a woman.
This he has done as a favor on his part, that ye may be accounted among the thankful. He who hath divorced his wife may choose, upon the passing of each month, to remarry her when there is mutual affection and consent, so long as she hath not taken another husband. Should she have wed again, then by this other union the separation is confirmed, and the matter is concluded unless, clearly, her circumstances change. Thus hath the decree been inscribed with majesty in this glorious tablet by him who is the dawning place of beauty.
If the wife accompanies her husband on a journey, and differences arise between them on the way, he is required to provide her with her expenses for one whole year, and either to return her whence she came, or to entrust her together with the necessities for her journey to a dependable person who is to escort her home. Thy Lord verily ordaineth as he pleaseth, by virtue of a sovereignty that overshadoweth the peoples of the earth. Live ye one with another, O people, in radiance and joy. By my life, all that are on earth shall pass away, while good deeds alone shall endure. To the truth of my words, God doth himself bear witness. Compose your differences, O my servants, then heed ye the admonition of our pen of glory, and follow not the arrogant and wayward.
Take heed, lest the world beguile you, as it beguiled the people who went before you. Observe ye the statutes and precepts of your Lord, and walk ye in this way which hath been laid out before you in righteousness and truth. They who eschew iniquity and error, who adhere to virtue, are in the sight of the one true God among the choicest of his creatures. Their names are extolled by the concourse of the realms above, and by those who dwell in this tabernacle, which hath been raised in the name of God.
It is forbidden you to trade in slaves, be they men or women. It is not for him who is himself a servant to buy another God's servants, and this hath been prohibited in his holy tablet. Thus, by his mercy, hath the commandment been recorded by the pen of justice. Let no man exalt himself above another, and all exemplify the truth that there is none other God but him. He verily is the all-wise, whose wisdom encompasseth all things.
Adorn yourselves with the raiment of goodly deeds. He whose deeds attain unto God's good pleasure is assuredly of the people of Baha, and is remembered before his throne. Assist ye the Lord of all creation with works of righteousness, and also through wisdom and utterance. Thus indeed have ye been commanded in most of the tablets by him who is the all-merciful. He truly is cognizant of what I say.
Let none contend with another, and let no soul slay another. This verily is that which was forbidden you in a book that hath lain concealed within the tabernacle of glory. What? Would ye kill him whom God hath quickened, whom he hath endowed with spirit through a breath from him? Grievous then would be your trespass before his throne. Fear God, and lift not the hand of injustice and oppression to destroy what he hath himself raised up. Nay, Walk ye in the way of God, the true one. Thank you, kind-hearted viewers, for joining us today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is up next after noteworthy news. May your lives be filled with harmony and joy with all beings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.